All right, fans, we're going to have the field with Claire. She's got a very special announcement for us.
Play ball.
Live from Elizabethton, Tennessee, where the River Riders have taken the field and Kyler Mueller has begun his warm-up tosses in preparation for a game against the Greenville Flyboys. Helicopter just flew overhead here at Northeast Community Credit Union Ballpark. The sun is now shining on about half of the field, and it's turned into a pretty evening for baseball from East Tennessee. The River Riders are 6-0 against Greenville, and they send Kyle Mueller out there to try to win their seventh game against the Flyboys. Kyler Mueller is a 6'4", 215-pound right-handed hurler. 19-year-old, originally from Winter Haven, Florida. Goes to school at Presbyterian. And so far this season for Mueller, he has a 5.03 ERA over five games started. Five appearances, all starts, 19 and two-thirds innings for Mueller. He has allowed the second most hits in the league, 30 hits allowed by Kyle Mueller. 16 runs, 11 earned. He's given up a couple homers. He's hit one. He's walked eight. He struck out 14 men. A walks and hits per innings pitched at 193. A batting average against of 341. And again, those 30 hits allowed by Mueller. So Greenville will try to get to Kyle early and get some runs on the board. Game time temperature right around 80 degrees. We had a shower move through about an hour and a half ago that soaked the field pretty good. There's a 50% chance of rain throughout the rest of the game. We are under some sun and some clouds. And Kyle Mueller, big 6'4 right-hander, will set, kick his left leg and bring the first pitch of the game, which is on the ground out to first. That is fielded by Dillahay, who will step on the pillow to retire Aiden Hill. One pitch and one out for Kyle Mueller. First pitch at 7:02 Eastern Time. Tyler Cerny will be next. He did extend his on-base streak in the Tuesday game against the Doughboys. It now sits at 16 games straight for Cerny in 16 games played. He walked in the first inning. That's about the only inning that Greenville did anything good offensively as Cerny takes a called strike. Marvin Sims raises up his right finger to signal strike one. He has the plate. Will Ferguson, the field umpire. Kyle Mueller sets from the belt. He's from the stretch exclusively, and Cerny pops this pitch up. That one will go over the press box and back and out of play. River Riders fan out in their home white tops, white pants, blue lettering, and numerals outlined in yellow. River Riders across the chest. And they have that aquatic cap, dark blue on the back, light blue on the front, and the River Riders logo. As Tyler Cerny takes a little bit inside, Kyle Mueller stalked off the mound, thought he had his first strikeout of the game and the second out of the first inning. Brendan Jones, Hayden Moore, Skylar King, the outfielders from left to right. Trey Fenderson, Austin Jazlove, Dylan Knowles, DJ Dillahay from third to first, and a 1-2 pitch to Cerny, which is cranked foul. That's out toward Riverside Park in the Watauga River, which runs along the ballpark here. Cade Huff is the battery mate of Kyle Mueller. One start for Mueller against the Flyboys this year. That came on June the 12th as Cerny sends this one back and out of play over the press box. That came on June the 9th for Mueller against Greenville. He went four innings, allowed seven hits, two earned runs, one walk, and two strikeouts, took a no decision. 1-2 pitch to Cerny. This one is nubbed up the right side. Second baseman Dylan Knowles will barehand it and throw out Tyler Cerny for out number two. So a couple ground outs to the right side start this game for Kyle Mueller, and that means Jack Mosh. Jack Walsh has been struggling lately for the Flyboys. He is 0 for his last 15. That includes four strikeouts. Before that 0 for 15 stretch for Walsh, he was leading the league in on-base percentage at .500. So Jack has been scuffling just a bit. Try to get back on track here tonight in Elizabethton. Still batting over .300, and the first pitch to him is outside. Left-handed batter Jack Walsh, University of Missouri. Not sure where his Missouri batting gloves went. He just has some black ones now. He usually has those Tiger batting gloves. And he takes outside. It's now 2-0. So his batting gloves now match his black bat and his black shoes as well. Toes the left-handed batter's box with his back foot near the back corner, inside corner, and awaits the 2-0, which is a called strike one.
Umpiring crew here tonight, we have Marvin Sims calling balls and strikes behind the plate with Will Ferguson.
Wind is out of the south at about 6 miles an hour, blowing generally in. 2-1 pitch to Walsh. That one's tipped into the mid of Huff, and now 2-2. River Riders will lead off the game with Dylan Knowles, Trey Fenderson, and Skylar King when they take their first turn.
Honestly, it didn't affect our start time, but it's still a beautiful night for baseball here in E-Town.
2-2 pitch to Walsh. That's just a little bit outside. Couple defenders for the River Riders were headed toward the first base dugout, but they will have to go back to their positions. Greenville's dugout up the third base side where Dennis Cook, the skipper and third base coach, is near that coach's box. Akeem Maynard standing well within the bounds down the first baseline. 3-2 pitch to Walsh. Strike three called. 1-2-3 inning starts this game for Kyle Mueller and the River Riders. They will take their first turn next as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on MinorLeagueBaseball.com.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Fans, when you come out to the ballpark, make sure to stop by our concession stands to get yourself a nice Juice Elm Hill hot dog. Elm Hill, the official hot dog of the Greenville Flyboys.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the first inning. Flyboys go down in order in the top half. And now it will be the River Riders' turn. They will get to see Drew Slowinski for the first time. Drew Slowinski, right-hander, 6'3", 190, 20-year-old. 0-1 record on the season. 2.87 ERA for Slowinski. Four appearances, four starts, 15 and two-thirds innings. 13 hits, 8 runs, 5 earned, 8 walks, 16 strikeouts. And a good batting average against for Slowinski at .206. Switch hitter Dylan Knowles will dig into the left-handed batter's box. Second baseman awaits the first pitch at the bottom of the first, and it's a fastball over the outside corner for strike one. Fastball generally in the upper 80s for Slowinski. He also throws a slider and a changeup. A one pitch from the righty. This one is sent out to center field. That's going to be played on a hop by Aiden Hill. Clean single for Dylan Knowles to start the game for the River Riders. Dylan has 6 stolen bases, and we'll see if he tries to do some running early on. Sun shines down on left field and center field right now as it's peeked through the cloud cover overhead. Trey Fenderson, the batter, third baseman, right on right. Barone holds on Knowles and brings to Fenderson. And there's a called strike at the knees from Drew Slowinski. Slowinski, his last time out, threw four no-hit innings against the Sock Puppets. He did walk three. He struck out three. No runs allowed. And now picks off over at Knowles, who is back in with a dive. One pitch from Drew. Runner goes from first. Pitch is down and away. Throw down to second by Collins. That is going to be not in time. Stolen base for Dylan Knowles. That is his seventh, as the River Riders came into this game tied for second with two other teams. And stolen bases with 72. Kingsport is all by themselves in the stolen base category. They have 87 and lead the league coming in. So runner on second, nobody out for Fenderson. 1-1 pitch to Trey. That one skips up there. Good block by Collins. He flipped his glove up underhanded to scoop that pitch in the dirt. Flyboys fan out in their navy blue tops, gray pants, red lettering and numerals outlined in white. Greenville across the chest, red cap with the red bill, and the three-star logo on the front, an ode to the Astros, their former affiliate. 2-1 pitch to Fenderson. Big swing and a miss. Fastball snuck it by him. Gavin Boyle, Aiden Hill, Joel Dragoo from left to right in the outfield. Tristan Ellis, Tyler Cerny, Johnny Pilla, Nick Barone from third to first on the infield, and Avery Collins catching in this game. 2-2 pitch from Slowinski. That one just missed. Like an off-speed pitch that time from Slowinski that was very close to the strike zone, but called the ball by Marvin Sims. So the count is full now on Fenderson, who bats 282 with 15 runs and 10 knocked in coming into this game. Payoff pitch. This one is popped up. Right side, foul territory. First baseman Barone is over along with Collins, but that ball will be out of play. Dimensions here at Northeast Community Credit Union Ballpark. It's 339 down the left field line. It's 399 to left center, 395 to right center, about 405 to straightaway center with the American flag blowing in at the moment. It is 350 to right center. Payoff pitch to Trey Fenderson. One's taken high, ball four. So back-to-back base runners reach for the River Riders. That puts two on and nobody out here in the bottom of the first in a scoreless game. The sign reads 322 out to right field, but again, if you've listened to some games before from Elizabethton, you'll know that that's a bit of a trick. The wall runs around the field at about 20 feet high at all points, except for in left field, where it's about 25 feet high. Skyler King, the batter. First pitch to him. That one just missed. 1-0. But there are new bullpen configurations here in Elizabethton, and they put the bullpens right in front of what used to be the right field wall. So now the right field wall out to right center in the scoreboard is the bullpen wall. 1-0 pitch to King. One darts down and in, 2-0 to the left-handed bat of Skyler. So now it's not 322 to right. It's not 350 to right center. It's about 5 feet shorter than that, and the fence is about 15 feet lower. So a short porch in right. 2-0 pitch to King. One misses low, 3-0. Skyler King leads the team in runs scored with 24, batting 325. Coming into this game, 9 walks, threatening to walk for the 10th time. 3-0. And that's taken for a called strike. Marvin Sims waited a couple beats before raising his right hand to signal strike one. So it's a 3-1 count now on Skyler. Gray bat for him. Yellow batting gloves. Blue and yellow Big 12 batting helmet. 3-1. That one is another called strike. 3-2. Again, Sims waited a beat or two and rung up King over the outside corner. So now Slowinski's brought it back from 3-0 to 3-2. He stares in at Skyler, sets at the belt. Now King wants time.
Defense for Greenville, outfield left to right, Gavin Boyle, Aiden Hill, and Joel Dragoo. Infield left to right, Tristan Ellis, Tyler Surrey, Johnny Phil, and Nick Perot.
West Virginia, the school for King. That's why he has the blue and yellow Big 12 batting helmet. He awaits a 3-2. And that one's taken a little bit up and away for ball four. So a single by Knowles and back-to-back walks by Fingerson and King loads the bases for the River Riders with nobody out. Bring up cleanup hitter DJ Dillahay. Dillahay leads the team in doubles with 9 of them. Also leads the team in strikeouts with 26 of them. Selinski and the Flyboys could use a strikeout right here. Corners come in at least about halfway for Greenville. First baseman Barone is further in, and the first pitch to DJ Dillahay is a changeup caught on and missed for strike one. Third baseman Ellis playing pretty much back, and now Barone will back up as well. So all the infielders back for Greenville. Corners still have a chance to come to home on a hard hit ball. A one pitch to Dillahay. This one is chopped out to Ellis at third. He charges in. He's going to have one play. It's going to be to first. He's going to throw out DJ Dillahay, who just picked up his 14th RBI of the season and put the River Riders on the board. It's 1-0. Dylan Knowles scores from third on that ground ball. That is his 6th run of the season. Trey Fenderson goes 2/3. Skyler King goes to second. 2 in scoring position. 1 man out. 1 man in for Brendan Jones. First inning. Right on left in the pitch from Slowinski. Taken for a called strike. That's a ground ball hit by Dillahay there that if Ellis was playing in, he probably gets to come home. But since he was playing back and a slow chopper out there, had to go to first. Good play by Tristan. A one pitch to Jones. This one is hit on the ground, out to second. Johnny Pilla playing back will also have one play. And it's back-to-back RBI groundouts for the River Riders, and they now lead 2-0. RBI number 17 for Brendan Jones. He leads the team and runs batted in. Trey Fenderson scores for the 16th time. Skyler King goes to third, but now 2 men out. If you're Greenville, you can live with this. Try to strand Skyler King. Bases loaded, nobody out. Only give up a couple of runs. Game is early. Austin Jaslov is the batter, right on right. Pitch from Slowinski. Right down the middle for strike one. Jaslov 11 for his first 41. Batting 268 and just announced his intent to transfer away from Tennessee. 0-1 pitch. Big swing and a miss. Pitch was down in the zone. And now it's 0-2 on Jazz Love, who will paw in the right-handed batter's box like a dog trying to bury a bone. Has his back footing now.
2-0 River Riders here in the bottom of the first.
0-2 pitch. This one is sent out of play off to the right. Jazz Love, he's scored 4 times. He's knocked in 9 men. Oh, 2 pitch. So it's hit hard on the ground, up the middle, past the diving Tyler Cerny and into center field. 2-out RBI hit for Austin Jaslove, and it's 3-0 River Riders. Second hit in the inning for Elizabethton. 10th RBI for Jaslove. Skyler King scores for the team-leading 25th time. And now the 7th man to hit in the inning will be Cade Huff. You can hear the wind blowing here as Huff sends the first pitch down the left field line. Long run for Gavin Boyle, still coming. And that is a fair ball. It one hops into the stands. And so that will be a double by ground rules for Cade Huff. If that ball does not skip over the fence, Jaslove probably scores the River Riders' 4th first inning run. Hunter Porter. Eighth man to hit in the inning. Hunter Porter batting .286 with 7 runs and 13 men knocked in. The River Riders just continue to torture the Flyboys. 6-0 against them coming in, and now they already lead 3-0 here. Two more men in scoring position for Porter. Slawinski delivers. Runs right down the middle for strike one. Slawinski with great numbers coming in. A .287 ERA. But like every Flyboy that comes to play against the River Riders, it just seems like they're different players. Oh, 1-2 Porter. That one skips up there. Great block by Avery Collins. That saved a fourth run with Jazz Love down at third. 3-0 River Riders, bottom of the first inning. Three first-inning hits, three first-inning runs, and two men in scoring position for Porter. Hunter awaits a 1-1 pitch. One is letter high, but called the ball. 2-1.
2 balls, 1 strike now, the count on Porter. 3 runs, 3 hits this inning for E-Town. Not done yet, but second and third, 2 left. 3-0 here in the bottom of the first.
Slawinski sets at the belt again, taps his lead left leg, kicks it, and brings the 2-1. One's popped up, right side, foul territory. First baseman Barone is under it and a couple steps shy of the River Riders dugout. He catches it to end the inning, but the River Riders pick up 3 first-inning runs on 3 first-inning hits, and they lead 3-0 as we go to the second.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hit a grand slam when you choose to make East Tennessee State University your home away from home. You'll find a vibrant and welcoming community, resources to support academic and personal success, and a full calendar of student activities available throughout the semester. Join us at etsu.edu/admissions to be at the center of the Buccaneer experience. Top of the second inning, the River Riders are off to a fast start against the Greenville Flyboys. They lead 3-0 through one. Howie Boxley here with you as Kyle Mueller will go back to work here in the second. And he will be squaring off with the 4-5-6 batters in the Flyboys lineup after getting a couple of groundouts and a strikeout to start his game here tonight. He will face Joel Dragoo to start the second inning. Dragoo leads the league in doubles with 11 of them. Dragoo also leads the league in RBIs, coming in with 30 of them. So a couple of league-leading statistics for Dragoo, who comes in batting .314. First pitch to him is taken a little bit outside. Another stat, maybe the most impressive stat, at least in my opinion, for Dragoo, 24 straight games he's reached base. 24-game on-base streak. That also leads the league one game ahead of Jordan Taylor for the Otterbots. And Dragoo takes one over the inside corner from the 6'4 right-hander Mueller. And now it's 1-1. Dragoo, a right-handed batter, Presbyterian, teammates with Mueller. And that one almost hit him. So 2 balls and a strike now on Dragoo. Two one. This one is popped up. Shallow right field. First baseman Dillahay now in foul territory, and Dillahay hangs on near the netting. So twisting and turning and contorting his body was Dillahay over there with a couple of teammates. And he made a nice play in foul territory to retire Joel Dragoo for the first out here in the second inning. Again, not sure what it's been, but the River Riders have just been so good against the Flyboys this season. Following their three first inning runs, the River Riders have now outscored the Flyboys 43-15 over their first six wins plus the first inning of Game 7. Nick Barone, the batter, and he takes up and in. And just in general, whereas take the Kingsport Axemen, for example, a team which Greenville went 4-2 against, 1-0 pitch to Barone, taken for a called strike. The Axemen scored first in every game that they played against the Greenville Flyboys. That was a super competitive season series, no matter what the final records were. But this has been the complete opposite. Greenville, in almost every game, it seemed like they have not had a chance as Barone grounds this one foul up the third baseline. So they've been outscored 43-15. Early on in the season, the Flyboys struck out 20 times in a game here in Elizabethton, Tennessee. The last time we were here on July 3rd, the Flyboys were no hit in a game that ended early thanks to a thunderstorm, a six-inning no-hitter for the River Riders. 1-2 pitch to Barone, swing and a miss. Kyle Mueller gets him with something down and out of the zone. Second strikeout for Mueller. Five up, five down, and two outs here in the second inning. So not only have the River Riders not lost, but they put on some dominant displays against a Flyboy team that really hasn't been that bad. They're 14-18. They've been struggling a bit recently. Not all of that is the fault of the people that are here. Their roster has been getting thinner as the days go on. Gavin Boyle, the lefty, swings and misses for strike one. Boyle has three homers, two doubles, two triples. So Greenville is a serviceable team. And so is Elizabethton. They are 17-14. A one pitch to Boyle. Swing and a miss, nothing and two. So two teams near the middle of the pack. And all of that to say that there's really no reason that Greenville should be 0-6 against the River Riders. Mueller way ahead of Boyle, nothing and two. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Kyle Mueller with back-to-back strikeouts to end the second inning. To the bottom of the second we go. River Riders lead the Flyboys 3-0.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Schwartz Construction Solutions is your local trusted exterior remodeling company, specializing in building decks, porches, garages, and room additions. They have served the Tri-Cities for over a decade, have a high customer return rate, and are BBB accredited. Give Schwartz Construction Solutions a call to discuss your next project. Nothing River Riders, bottom of the second inning. Drew Slawinski back to work after allowing eight men to come to the plate. Three hits and three runs in the first inning. 9-0 hitter Hayden Moore will lead off here. Hayden Moore's a switch hitter. He'll bat left against the righty. 178 for Moore. That's not a small sample size. 16 for 90. And the first pitch from Slawinski is up and away for ball one. 19 runs, 11 knocked in for Moore. Four doubles, a triple, and a homer. The 1-0. Hit hard on the ground, up the middle, base hit number 17. For Hayden Moore, fourth hit of the game for the River Riders. and a leadoff runner aboard here in the second inning. Still have the text line open on the road if you're listening to the broadcast and want to say something about it at 828-592-4436. 828-592-4436, the number that you can text. I can see what you text and read it aloud here on the broadcast. It's Dylan Knowles bats for the second time in the second inning, and Knowles takes strike one. Knowles led off the game with a single and came around to score on an RBI ground out from DJ Dillahay. It's a one hopper into center field for Knowles, his first time up. Pickoff attempt, and back in getting dirty is Moore. No tag applied by Barone. There's still some sun shining on left and left center field, but the sun is slowly disappearing off behind the ballpark over to my left. Another pickoff, and again, Moore back in the same fashion. The press box here in Elizabethton is made of wood. It's basically like a treehouse that's up the first base line. So I'm stationed looking right into the left-handed batter's box where Knowles stands and takes one downstairs. So completely made of wood, and of course you know what that means, bee problems. So they've been activating the spray around here as the bees are trying to take over. Pitch to Knowles, runner goes, pitches outside, throw down to second by Collins, is going to be dropped by Cerny. That was a pretty good throw by Avery. Second stolen base in this game for the River Riders as Morris down to second with nobody out. We had a pregame battle earlier in the game between my buddy Andrew, the broadcaster for the River Riders, and one of the bees. It was his hat versus the bee, and eventually Andrew's hat won. So nice going, Andrew, who's flexing over here again. It was a tough battle. Those things can be pesky, but Andrew was persistent. Swinski sets and brings it to Knowles. This one is hit hard, right to first. Backhand play by Barone, who waves off. Slawinski takes it to the bag himself. That is a productive ground out for Dylan Knowles, who advances Moore over to third base with one out. We also have the other press box open now, which is up the third baseline, basically the mirror of the press box that we are in. Batter now is Trey Fenderson, infield in for Greenville. They don't want to give up a fourth run early. First pitch to Fenderson. That one's taken low. The stringer for the River Riders, unfortunately, is quite allergic to bees. So nice job by Elizabethan to open up that box and allow our official score to be comfortable. 1-0 pitch to Fenderson. There's a strike. Left side of the infield is in on the grass for Greenville. Right side is about a step behind it. 1-1. It's taken down and away. Avery kind of had to stab at that as it missed off the plate. Can feel the wind blowing in from right field. But hopefully no more rain. 2-1 to Fenderson. Swing and a miss. Two balls and two strikes. 3-0 River Riders, bottom of the second inning. Runner on third, one man out. And Slawinski ahead of Fenderson. 1-2 is sent in the air out to center field. Should be playable for Hill. He is going to catch it, tagging from third and heading home is Hayden Moore. The throw is going to be a little bit late. It one-hops catcher Avery Collins. It's a sacrifice fly for Trey Fenderson, and it's 4-0 River Riders. RBI number 11 for Fenderson, run number 20 for Hayden Moore. And bases empty and two men out for Skyler King, the three-hole hitter. See the Watauga River running pretty nicely over off to the left of the ballpark. First pitch to King. This one is ripped on the ground out to second. Nice play over there by Johnny Pilla to his right. And he throws out Skyler King 2 in the inning. But another run for the River Riders, who have scored 4 times through the first 2 innings. They lead 4-0 as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on MinorLeagueBaseball.com.
Imagine a lady who wouldn't give up her seat on the bus, a TV host who wanted to be your neighbor, or an inventor whose 10,000 failures didn't stop him. These vivid images all share the same caption: inspiration. These people just did their best, and they inspire us. Now, what will you do to inspire others? Inspiration is in you. From PassItOn.com.
Brumley's Restaurant, located in the historic General Morgan Inn in downtown Greenville, always hits a home run when it comes to providing delicious cuisine served with Southern hospitality. Join them for dinner for the region's best steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 5 to 9 p.m. Reservations recommended. Call 423-787-7500. Top of the third, River Riders lead the Flyboys 4-0. Kyle Mueller back out after pitching 2 perfect innings to this point. Johnny Pilla will lead off here in the third inning. Man, things have been tough here for Greenville the last several times in Elizabethton. They were no hit through 6 innings last time here. Perfect game thrown by Mueller through 2 innings tonight. Stadium lights are on, and Johnny Pilla takes the first pitch downstairs.
Pilla stands at 5'11", 180 pounds, with Richwood, New Jersey, and Stony Brook, his college teammate, Elizabeth.
1-0 pitch to Johnny. Swung on and hit in the air pretty well out to right field. Going back is King, and that ball is going to leave the yard. Johnny Pilla with a solo home run. That will break up the perfect game. That'll break the scoreless streak here in Elizabethton, and now it's 4-1. First home run of the season for Johnny Pilla, who goes the distance to the short porch in right field, but he didn't need it. He cleared the previous wall out there, the 20-foot wall as well. So Johnny got into that one, and now Tristan Ellis will bat. And Ellis takes outside for ball one. First game for Ellis in a week. He was out because he was tagged hard on the head on a pickoff attempt a week ago, and he sends this one on the ground out to first. That one eats up DJ Dillahay and goes into right field. So Tristan Ellis will reach here. We will await the official scoring on that, as DJ took kind of a nasty hop and didn't play that particularly well. And that ball ends up into right field, so wouldn't be surprised if that scored an error on Dillahay. But either way, back-to-back base runners for Greenville as the stadium lights come on. Batter now is Avery Collins. That was scored a hit for Tristan Ellis, so hit number 9, and he's now 3 for his last 3. And Collins takes a strike. So Avery, in that game that he was taken out, he was 2-for-2 with a walk and an RBI. He leads off first. He has a couple of stolen bases and now dives back into the bag as Kyle Mueller picks off at him. Avery Collins still looking to break out of his slump, batting 060. 01. This one is hit hard, off to first. That one's off Dillahay's glove. He scrambles to throw out Avery Collins. Wow. Avery can't catch a break. That ball was smoked off the glove of Dillahay. It went into foul territory. But ultimately, Dillahay was able to recover and flip to Mueller to retire Collins. And now back to the top of the order in 8-0. Hill grounded out to first his first time up. One in, runner on second, 4-1 game, top of the third. Pitch to Hill. It's taken for a called strike over the outside corner to the lefty. One pitch to Hill. It's sent out of play over the other press box and out toward Riverside Park. Sun continues to shine down on the left field wall and on the wall out in left center. American flag continuing to blow in from right field. 0-2 to Hill. This one is hit hard into right field. Base hit for Aiden Hill. Tristan Ellis is going to be stopped at third by Cook. Strong arm thrown off, shown off by Skylar King, who hit catcher Huff without the ball skipping at all. So third hit in the inning for Greenville. Runners on the corners. And one man out for Tyler Cerny, who represents the game's tying run. Good decision by Cook to hold up Ellis that time, as King's throw was on the money, and Ellis would have been out by probably 40 feet. So Tyler Cerny, the batter now. Cerny grounded out to second his first time up. He does have home run pop, three home runs for Cerny so far. Indiana's second baseman has been great for Greenville so far this season. Came in batting 290 with 14 runs, 11 knocked in. Euler holds the ball down around his right knee, sets at the belt. Left leg kicking the pitch. Swing and a pop-up. Foul territory, first baseman Dillahay has it for out number two. Big second out here in the third inning. Jack Mosh will be the final hope here in the third inning for Greenville. Again, Mosh trying to break out of a slump. He's 0 for his last 16. Mosh is a lefty, stands in and watches Kyle Mueller pick off at Aiden Hill, who's over at first base, back in safely. Inning started with a Johnny Pilla home run. Single by Ellis, hard hit, ground out by Collins. Hill had a single, Cerny fouled out, and the first pitch to Mosh is way outside. Nice grab by Cade Huff, who was all the way out from his crouch and caught that outside of the right-handed batter's box with the lefty Mosh in there. So that one almost got away. 1-0 pitch to Mosh. Outside corner, strike one. Tristan Ellis takes his lead off third. Hill takes his lead off first, held on by Dillahay. 4-1 River Riders, top of the third. Two men out. 1-1 pitch to Mosh. This one is sent in the air, knuckling out to shallow left center field. Shortstop Jazlove makes the play in shallow left center to retire the side. So one run on the home run by Johnny Pilla. Greenville is on the board. It's a 4-1 game as we go to the bottom of the third.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
East Tennessee State University provides innovative, unique, and engaging hands-on learning opportunities. When you live on campus, these opportunities are just outside your door. You'll also be steps away from classes, on-campus events, dining, and entertainment. You'll never strike out because there's always something to do and new friends to meet at ETSU. Join us at etsu.edu/admissions. bottom of the third inning. Flyboys are on the board thanks to a Johnny Pilla home run. And they trail 4-1 as DJ Dillahay will lead off here in inning number three for the home team. Dillahay with an RBI ground out his first time up. Blue batting gloves for Dillahay matches his script and numerals, which are in blue. Stands in the right-handed batter's box and awaits the pitch from Drew Slowinski. Just taken up and in for ball one. Three runs in the first for the River Riders, one run in the second. 1-0. That one misses just a little bit, 2-0. Collins with a double clutch as he thought that one was good enough. Let's take our first look at scores around the league as Dillahay ropes this one down the left field line. That one is going to get down into the corner as it skips under the glove of Gavin Boyle. That's going to be two bases for DJ Dillahay to start the bottom of the third. The Whistle Pigs are leading the Ridge Runners 1-0. That game is already in the sixth inning as it started at 6:30. The entire Eastern Division hoping that the River Turtles can help them out as Pulaski leads Burlington 3-2 in the third. Sock Puppets suddenly only with a four-game lead after they've lost a couple games in a row. Brendan Jones, the batter, first pitch to Jones, is taken for a strike. So the Danville Otterbots just four games back, but just 16 games remaining. So everybody not named Burlington or Johnson City is starting to run out of games. One pitch to Jones. That one misses low. And now it's 1-1. Brendan Jones had an RBI ground out to second. His first time up. The Kingsport Axemen lead the Otterbots 2-0 in the third. 1-1 pitch to Jones. That one's taken low. Jones was able to stop himself from swinging. The State Liners trying to help everybody out in the West. They lead the Doughboys 4-0 in a game in Bristol. That game is in the fourth inning. Johnson City with a 5.5 game lead over the River Riders. 2-1 pitch to Jones. This one is ripped out to right field. Going back is Dragu, and he's out of room. That ball is into the bullpens. A two-run homer for Brendan Jones, and it's 6-1 River Riders. Second home run for Brendan Jones. RBI is 2-3 on the game. 18-19 on the season. That ball traveled an estimated 362 feet off the bat of Jones. So the River Riders have the run right back, and they have an additional run. And now Austin Jaslov is the batter, and he takes up and in for ball one. So Selinski has been tagged for six runs. 1-0 pitch to Austin. It's cut on and missed. Nobody warming up in the Flyboys bullpen just yet, which is out there in right field. River Riders bullpen out in right center. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss again by Jaslov. Chased a bad ball, and now it's 1-2. This one is sent in the air out to left field. And Gavin Boyle is over there, and he makes the catch for the first out in the bottom of the third. Line out for Austin Jaslov. Cade Huff will be the batter. He had the first extra base hit in this game for the River Riders. Elizabethton has two more of those here in the third. And Huff takes a called strike. A 1 pitch to Huff. Cut on and missed. Chase one well down below his knees. Jeremy Owens, third base coach, pawing up the third base line. Chris Cassius, the first base coach, and the 0-2 pitch to Huff. That one's fouled away. One 2 pitch to Huff. Cut on and missed. First strikeout of the game for Drew Slawinski. And two outs here in the bottom of the third. Strikeout number 17 on the season for Drew. That is over 18 and a third innings pitched. Hunter Porter, the eight-hole hitter. He fouled out to first baseman Barone his first time up. Pitch from Slawinski, sent on the ground out to third. Coming over and gloving, that is Ellis. His throw is true. And the River Riders are set down here in the third inning. But a two-run homer by Brendan Jones that extends the River Riders' lead out to five. 6-1 Elizabethton as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on MinorLeagueBaseball.com.
Pass it on. Here's a short quiz. Who won Best Actress last year? Who won the World Series 2 years ago? And finally, name your favorite teacher. Pass it on. Now I'm guessing that the last question was the easiest. Why is that? Because that person made a difference in your life. So, go ahead and make a difference. Because making a difference is in you. Pass it on. From PassItOn.com.
Hey fans, Wicked Weed is the official craft beer of the Greenville Flyboys. Since 2012, Wicked Weed has been pushing the envelope, crafting unique beers with bold flavors for the forward drinker. Find your new favorite on draft at Pioneer Park or at a local retailer. Top of the fourth inning, 6-1 River Riders. Joel Dragu leads off here in the fourth, and Dragu grounds that one foul. That was off his foot and over just short of the Flyboys dugout up the third base line.
One run in the third for Greenville, and three in the first, one in the second. Now just got two in the third. Yeah, wins the best for six runs on six hits.
A one pitch to Dragu. One just misses. Huff was reaching for that one with the righty Dragu up there, trying to extend his league-leading 24-game on-base streak. 1-1. Called strike over the inner half. Dragu kind of tried to go around on that but could never pull the trigger. It's ball and two strikes. Field now completely in the shade as the sun is gone again behind a cloud and continues to set. 1-2 pitch to Dragu. One's outside. It's always one of my favorite ballparks to come to here in the league because of the way the mountains are. It's really cool. You have some mountains that are closer to you and then some that are further away. 2-2 pitch to Dragu. Sent in the air out to deep left field. Going back is Jones. Still going. Joel Dragu got into this baseball and sent it out toward the mountains. Home run for Joel Dragu. Second in the game for Greenville. And now 6-2. It's a way to extend your on-base streak. Dragu got his foot down and got into that baseball. And sent it out toward those mountains that I'm talking about. Home run number 3 for Dragu. RBI 31. That leads the league. He scored 21 times and a league-leading 25-game on-base streak. 103 miles an hour off the bat. 366 feet. Nick Barone, the batter. Pitch from Mueller. Taken for a called strike. So the mountains that are closer, they look more green, and then the further that the mountains get away, I'm not sure if it's the distance or the way the sun hits them or what it is, as Barone sends this one in the air out to center field, playable for Hayden Moore, over about five steps to his left, puts it away for out number one in the fourth. But it looks like that somebody has turned the opacity down on the mountains that are further away. So they get this more clear color to them than the ones that are closer, that are more green. And it's a really cool backdrop for baseball. American flag blows out in center field. In the foreground is some of those mountains. Gavin Boyle, the batter now. He struck out swinging his first time up. First pitch to Boyle. Big swing and a miss. Gavin was looking to launch and produce the third home run of the game for Greenville. Two runs on four hits for the Flyboys. Six runs on six hits for the River Riders. 0-1 to Boyle. Caught on and missed. Boyle with a deep breath. Outside of the left-handed batter's box. Climbs back in there. And awaits an 0-2 from Mueller. That one's outside. Ball and two strikes. One-two pitch to Gavin. Caught on and missed. Strikeout number four for Mueller. He gets Boyle for the second time, and now two outs here in the fourth. Johnny Pilla will come up now. Pilla hit a home run his first time up. Ball traveled 352 feet, and it was 96 miles an hour off the bat of the left-hander Pilla. First pitch from Mueller. Caught on and missed. Johnny was going for it again, but that pitch was down and out of the zone, and Pilla chased it. Johnny with 27 hits now on the summer. Great summer for Pilla, whose average is up around 300. 0-1. Swing and a shot out to right center field. Center fielder Hayden Moore is there to retire Pilla. And the Flyboys here in the fourth inning. Lead off solo home run for Joel Dragoo. That's all that Greenville gets. They trail 6-2 as this game goes to the bottom of the fourth.
In Alabama, the recycling industry employs nearly 11,000 men and women. Recycling just 10% more would create an additional 1,400 jobs and $66 million in personal income. To learn about recycling opportunities in your area, contact the Alabama Environmental Council. Recycling works in Alabama. Brought to you by the Alabama Environmental Council, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Hit a home run when you find your fit at East Tennessee State University. Our Buccaneer family makes it easy for you to connect with others and get involved. You can take part in on-campus activities like concerts and game nights, and you'll have access to university resources that allow you to knock your academic goals out of the park. Learn more when you visit etsu.edu. Bottom of the fourth inning, Flyboys trail the River Riders 6-2. Couple of solo home runs off the bat of Johnny Pilla and most recently Joel Dragoo. Elizabethton scored in every inning they batted, and Hayden Moore steps in and takes a called strike. Hayden Moore, 1-for-1 with a single and one of those six River Riders runs scored. 0-1. That one's taken for a called strike, too. Drew Slawinski continues here in this game. He's thrown almost 60 pitches and brings an 0-2 to Moore, which skips up there. It's now a ball and two strikes. One-two from Slawinski. Collins tried to frame that one, but it's a little bit upstairs and a little bit outside. And a 2-2 count on 9-0 hitter, switch hitter Hayden Moore. Batting left against the righty, kind of twitches in the box and awaits a 2-2. Strike three called. Hayden Moore knew it. He turns around and heads back to the first base dugout. Second strikeout for Slawinski. And the first out here in inning number four. It's the first time that the leadoff hitter has not reached in this game for the River Riders, so hopefully that's a good sign of things to come. And Slawinski can hold Elizabethan off the board here. First pitch to Dylan Knowles, leadoff batter in this game, and he takes way high. That one misses low to Knowles, 2-0. Dylan Knowles singled and scored in the first, grounded out to first base in the second inning. 2-0. That one's grounded foul up the first base side. That one scatters into the River Riders dugout. Dylan Knowles, 20 years old, 6'1". El Camino College, 2-1 pitch to him. Cut on and miss, 2-2. Career average at 306 at El Camino. Originally from Manhattan Beach, California. Two-two. Bounces up there. And now a full count on Knowles, who sports some interesting colored batting gloves. It's kind of like army colored, almost like Doughboy colored batting gloves for Knowles. 3-2. This one is sent in the air out to right center field. Hill to his left, Dragu to his right, and it's the right fielder who makes the catch right behind Aiden Hill. They almost collided, and luckily they did not, so that'll go F9 and be out number two here in the bottom of the fourth. A little bit of a miscommunication out there with Hill racing to his left and Dragu racing to his right. And at the last moment, Hill kind of brought down his glove and allowed Dragu to catch it as both men were on the run. So back-to-back outs to start the inning for Slawinski, who now faces Trey Fenderson and pumps over a strike. A one pitch to Trey. Lined into soft, shallow left center field, and that one's going to drop in for a hit. Trey Fenderson with a single here in the fourth inning with two outs. Hit very softly out to left center. Placed it perfectly in the Bermuda Triangle out there in between Cerny and the two outfielders. So it won't be a clean inning for Slawinski, but it could still be a scoreless inning as Skyler King will bat. He scored a run and grounded out. First pitch to him. It's grounded softly foul. Probably feels right at home here in Elizabethan, does King, with the blue and yellow. The Mountaineer. 0-1. Runner goes. Pitch is a called strike. Thrown out of second is a laser and not in time. Avery Collins showed off his cannon. That was a bang-bang play, but Will Ferguson signaled safe. Third stolen base in the game for the River Riders. Steal number 10 for Fenderson on the season. And he's in scoring position for King, who finds himself behind. No balls and two strikes. O-2 pitch to King. That one skips up there. That one gets away from Collins, and heading to third on that will be Trey Fenderson. It's a wild pitch. Slawinski will readjust his cap as he has to walk back to the mound after coming to cover home plate. Climbs back up there now. Toe the rubber with his right foot on the third base side. Point his left foot toward the right-handed batter's box. And bring a 1-2 pitch to the lefty King. Swing and a high hopper up the middle. Charging in and fielding that is shortstop Cerny with a bare hand. And he throws it wildly into the River Riders dugout. That's going to be an infield hit and an RBI for Skyler King, who couldn't have placed that any perfectly. For the fourth straight inning, the River Riders will score a run And it's now 7-2. So a strikeout and a flyout started the inning. But then a bloop in the left center and a chopper off the plate by Skyler King following a stolen base and a wild pitch. And that is how the River Riders get their seventh run. E6 on Cerny on the throw into the dugout, allowing King to make it to second. He's there for DJ Dillahay. First pitch to DJ. That one bounces up there. Here comes King to third. He's going to make it. Second wild pitch in the inning. That is the sixth wild pitch of the season thrown by Slawinski. And now another runner 90 feet away for the River Riders. One oh pitch to DJ. Called strike at the top of the zone, 1-1. Ninth error committed by Tyler Cerny. He's a great defender, has great range, has a great arm, but he has made quite a bit of errors. He's showing off his youth just a little bit. 1-1 pitch to Dillahay. That one's over the inside corner for strike two. One-two. Dillahay sprays that one out of play. One-two pitch. Cut on and missed. Collins catches that one. And now Avery will have to throw it to first, as apparently he dropped that. He will throw to first to complete the strikeout of DJ Dillahay and end the fourth inning. But the River Riders score for the fourth straight frame, and they now lead by 5 over the Flyboys at 7-2 as the game goes to the fifth.
Mr. Nelson's teachings are still being quoted in school.
Education is the most powerful weapon you can use to change the world.
Mr. Nelson taught hope.
Everyone can rise above their circumstances if they are dedicated and passionate.
And giving our best efforts.
It's always impossible until it's done.
Mr. Nelson Mandela's teachings not only united a nation, they inspire us today. Inspiration. Pass it on from PassItOn.com.
Rediscover the timeless pleasures of travel at Northeast Tennessee's premier historic hotel, the General Morgan Inn. Located in the heart of historic downtown Greenville, the hotel has been providing signature service since 1884. This boutique hotel is renowned for its personal service amid beautifully detailed guest rooms. The General Morgan Inn is the official visiting team hotel of the Greenville Flyboys. Plan your visit now by calling 423-787-1000. Top of the fifth inning, River Riders lead the Flyboys 7-2. Howie Boxley here with you. Kyle Mueller back out there. Tristan Ellis in the batter's box, and he takes that one for ball one. That one skipped up there. Tristan Ellis hadn't played in a week, but he picked up right where he left off. He's 3 for his last 3, and he's reached base in all of his last 4 plate appearances. Singled in the third inning. Pitch to him. That one is ripped up the middle. Base hit for Tristan Ellis. 4 for his last 4. Second hit of the game for Tristan. That one was smoked up the middle. And leadoff base runner for Greenville here in inning number 5. Avery Collins will be the batter now. Mueller sets. And now picks off Ellis, who's back in with a dive. Collins smoked the ball in his first time up off the glove of Delahaye at first on a line. DJ was able to recover to retire Collins and prevent him from getting a hit. Avery grounds that one foul. Another pick off Ellis, who's back in safely. That was a pretty close play. So Avery Collins, now 0 for his last 32. Pitch to him, cut on and missed. Now no balls and two strikes on Avery. Again, though, can't say enough about his attitude, which is always great. He's done a lot of things along the way in his 0 for 32 skid to help his team. He's been reaching base as that one's thrown down the right field line. And now Tristan Ellis will make it to second on that error by Kyle Mueller. So Kyle picked off one too many times, and that one skipped away. First baseman Delahaye kind of ran into Ellis as he was trying to get up and go to second. And now Ellis points at Delahaye and gives his thumbs up to tell him that's all right. DJ was just trying to scramble down the right field line to get the baseball, kind of inadvertent contact there. 0-2 pitch to Avery Collins. That one bounces up there. Good stop by Huff. Here the night creatures start to come out. There's still light here at Northeast Community Credit Union Ballpark. But the sun is quickly setting past 8 o'clock Eastern time. 1-2 pitch to Collins. That one's up and away. Two balls and two strikes. No active in-house scoreboard tonight for the River Riders. They've had a number of scoreboard issues, so the scoreboard out in right center is reading blanks. 2-2 pitch to Collins, and instead Mueller picks off and now runs right at Ellis, who scrambles back to the second base bag. So Mueller spun and kind of had Ellis caught in between second and third, but nobody was covering second base, so Ellis just had to sprint back to second. Mueller did the right thing there. Just kind of run at him and see if you can steal an out. 2-2 pitch to Collins. One's lifted out of play. 7-2 River Riders, top of the fifth inning. Flyboys have scored both their runs via the home run ball. Solo shot by Pilla, solo shot by Dragoo. Last series between these two teams. Another 2-2 pitch to Collins. This one is hit hard on the ground back to Mueller. He's going to look back. Ellis, who now takes off to third, and he's going to make it on the ground ball by Collins. Collins is out 1-3, and Ellis did a good job of waiting until Mueller threw it to first, and then he took off to third. The throw across from Delahaye was a little late, so productive out again for Avery. And now a runner on third and one man out for the top of the order in Aiden Hill. Hill 1-for-2 in this game. 25 for his first 103. First pitch from Mueller. One's way outside. Third baseman Fenderson is sort of playing even with the bag at third, maybe even in a step from there, as he might try to cut down a Flyboys third run if Aiden rolls it softly on the ground the other way. 1-0, that one misses outside, 2-0. Ellis is doing a great job of getting a good secondary lead over there. He's taking a healthy lead off third, who's now joking with Trey Fenderson over there, but he wants to score on anything put in play or on anything that gets away. 2-0. It's upstairs, 3-0. Ellis is leading about 10 to 15 feet off the bag initially, but then he's scrambling about 15 to 20 more feet down the line. So by the time the pitch is there, he's almost halfway to home. 3-0 pitch to Hill. That one's tipped into the mitt of Huff, and now 3-1. Modest crowd here on a Thursday night. 3-1. It's fouled straight back, and now it's 3-2. Tyler Cerny on deck will come out to pick up that baseball. Payoff pitch to Hill. That one is ripped out to left field. Coming on is Jones. He's going to make the catch. Tagging from third is Ellis, and now he's going to go back. So Brendan Jones showed off a strong arm. Aiden Hill ripped that baseball, but on a line to Brendan. And he's the second out, and that'll bring up Tyler Cerny. The birthday boy, Tyler Cerny, had a couple of texts on the text line at 828-592-4436. You can also text the number if you want to interact with the broadcast. Had a shout-out to Tyler Cerny, saying hopefully you can string together a few birthday hits and a Flyboys win. As Addie and Evie say that, as Cerny takes outside, now one hits off the glove of Huff. Coming home is Tristan Ellis. He's going to score. So good job by Tristan Ellis to scramble home on that pitch that got away. And now it's 7-3. So Addie and Evie texting in at 828-592-4436. They claim that they are the favorite cousin and niece of Tyler Cerny, who's celebrating a birthday. 1-0 pitch. One is ripped down the third base line. There's a birthday hit for Tyler. He's going to cut first and head for two. And he is now going to think about going to third. Here he comes. Here comes the throw. He's going to slide in with a birthday triple. There you go, Tyler. Why celebrate with a single when you can celebrate with a triple instead? Rope that one all the way down into the corner. Jones had a long way to go get that baseball. And now we are going to have John Chalupa, the pitching coach, come out to meet with the pitcher, Kyle Mueller. 7-3 game, top of the fifth. Flyboys trying to battle back in this one. Mueller's pitch count is at 66. So this is a meeting between the entire infield, along with Mueller and the pitching coach, John Chalupa. Like those things you get from Taco Bell. Now coming to join the meeting is home plate umpire Marvin Sims. And he is quite disappointed that John did not bring Chalupas from Taco Bell. Just himself out to the mound. He's heading back to the first base dugout, as our resident bee killer Andrew is loving the Chalupa banter. Batter is Jack Mosh. Tyler Cerny just tripled. He's on third with two outs. 7-3 River Riders. Pitch to Mosh. Taken for ball one. Called strike, 1-1. Seems like Andrew must be more of a quesadilla or a taco guy, apparently. One one pitch to Mosh. That one misses down it. And I really just wanted to get him to say something. He finally did.
I can overhear him making a Taco Bell chicken chalupa reference due to the last game. I just had to shake my head at it as you both continue to give each other.
2-1 pitch to Mosh. That one is ripped out to right field. Skylar King, though, is going to catch it to end the inning. We're all going to reset and reminisce on Taco Bell during the break as we're halfway home and the River Riders lead 7-3.
All in together now, we can make it better now. Come on, can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
We'll rope it up,
because we know how to jump.
We'll roll it out,
because we know how to skate.
We'll cut it down,
because we know what to eat.
We'll swap it out,
we eat healthy.
Just moving a little and eating better every day can help make you and your kids healthier. Search We Can online to find doable tips and activities that you can use every day. That's We Can. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
Let the Nyswanger Performing Arts Center entertain you. Impact provides a variety of entertainment options from classic rock and country to bluegrass and captivating educational shows. Impact has something for everyone. The 2023-24 season is coming soon and tickets go on sale July 6th at 10 a.m. so you don't want to be left out. Visit Impact's website at npacgreenville.com or stop by the box office Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. Impact is located on Tusculum Boulevard adjacent to Greenville High School. Bottom of the fifth inning, Flyboys trail the River Riders 7-3 as Greenville will turn to a new hurler. It will be Ethan Davis on for Drew Slawinski. Four innings, eight hits, seven earned runs for Drew, two walks, and three strikeouts as the River Riders score in every inning that they face Drew Slawinski. And that'll be Ethan Davis. Ethan Davis, 6-0, 180, right-handed hurler. Attends Morehead State University, originally from Nicholsville, Kentucky. And Davis will tangle with Brendan Jones to start his outing. Davis 0-1 with a 5.60 ERA so far this summer. And he pumps over a strike to Brendan Jones. Seven appearances, 17 and two-thirds innings, 23 hits, 12 runs, 11 earned, 8 walks, 19 strikeouts for Davis, who brings an 0-1 to Jones. One's outside.
Davis works from the line.
1-1. That one is tipped off of Collins. That caught a healthy piece of his mask. Right in his in the face protection of his mask, and he tells Marvin Sims that he is all right.
He went four innings and a start.
So Davis ahead of Jones quickly. A ball and two strikes. And he brings it to Jones. Cut on and missed. Fastball is lively for Davis early on. He strikes out Jones. And that's the first out here in the bottom of the fifth. Fourth strikeout in this game for the Flyboys staff. As now Austin Jazlove will be the batter. Jazlove 1-for-2 with an RBI. Pitch to him. That one is hit hard on the ground. Out to second. Johnny Pilla's got it. And he wings it over to Barone for out number two. So two quick outs for Davis as he tries to send the River Riders quietly in an inning for the first time in this game. Five-pitch pitcher is Davis, and he brings the first pitch to Cade Huff. It's a called strike on a fastball. Four-seam and a two-seam. The fastballs of choice for Davis. Change-up, curveball, slider. 0-1. At the knees. 0-2. Flyboys will have Dragoo, Barone, and Boyle when we get to the sixth inning. Greenville has scored in each of their last three. 0-2 pitch to Huff. Strike three. Ethan Davis with an effective fifth inning as he sets down three in a row. He strikes out two men. We go to the sixth, 7-3 River Riders.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The sixth inning from E-Town. River Riders lead the Flyboys 7-3. Greenville, though, has scored in each of their last three innings. And so they are still playing from behind. Kyle Mueller is still pitching for the River Riders. Mueller so far has tossed 68 pitches. And he has allowed six hits and three runs, all earned. Four strikeouts for Mueller. And Joel Dragu, who homered his last time up, is up again. First pitch to Joel. That's a broken bat flare out to center field. Base hit for Dragu. His bat dies a hero. Seventh hit of the game for Greenville, and another leadoff man aboard as the bats have finally come to life against Elizabethton. Just need a big inning as that bat broke right off the near the handle. Just a tiny piece flew off as Dragu was sawed right off, but picked up hit number 35. Nick Barone is next. He is 0-2. Pitch to Barone. One is sent in the air out to center field. Hayden Moore, a few steps to his left, has it for out number one. Second time in this game that Barone has skied out to Hayden. And one down here in the sixth. Bring up Gavin Boyle. Boyle with a couple of strikeouts against Mueller in this game. MLB draft wrapped up last week, and it was a very successful one for the Appalachian Baseball League. Mueller brings the first pitch to Boyle. That one skips up there. Nice block by Huff. 29 Appalachian League players were drafted, former Appalachian League players. That included six Greenville Flyboys, and so far at least four undrafted free agents who used to play for the Appalachian League have signed to play minor league baseball. 1-0 pitch to Boyle. Caught on and missed. That also included a Greenville Flyboy. So the Flyboys had Homer Bush, who was great. They had a ton of players on their championship team drafted. 1-1 pitch to Boyle. Skips up there, two balls and a strike. Homer Bush Jr., son of former major leaguer Homer Bush. Austin Trozer, Kyle Karros, Zach Fruit, and others as Boyle takes a called strike, and now it's two balls and two strikes on Gavin. Joel Dragu's over at first. He led off with a broken bat single. 7-3 River Riders, top of the sixth. Two-two pitch to Boyle. That one skips up there and away from Huff. And that will allow Dragu to reach second base. Wild pitch by Mueller. Now time is going to be called by Sims as Mueller wants a new baseball. He gets it. He'll head back up to the mound and readjust himself. Toe the rubber with his River Rider shoes. They are blue and white to match his two-tone cap, which is ocean and aqua blue. Payoff pitch to Boyle. Up and away, ball four. Single fly out and a walk, and that puts runners on first and second with one man out for Johnny Pilla. Johnny got the scoring started for Greenville in the third inning with a home run to right, and that is going to draw Jeremy Owens out of the dugout, and that is going to mean a pitching change for the River Riders. So Mueller allows a couple of base runners here in the sixth. He will exit in line for the win, as he has allowed three runs, and his team leads by four. We'll tell you who the new pitcher is for Elizabethton when we come back, as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on MinorLeagueBaseball.com.
Maybe he was born with his witty humor.
Some people bring joy wherever they go, some whenever they go.
Or as a Frontier newspaper reporter.
There's nothing to be learned from the second kick of a mule.
Maybe he got his insights from being a riverboat captain.
Never argue with a fool. Onlookers may not be able to tell the difference.
Wherever he went, Mark Twain found humor all around. Humor. Pass it on. From PassItOn.com.
Wait till you see the bike we got for Jake. It is the coolest thing.
Hearing loss happens gradually with age, making it easy to ignore. Yet most older Americans aren't getting their hearing tested.
Dad, can you hear me?
Untreated hearing loss can keep your loved ones from enjoying what they cherish most. Don't let that happen. Speak up about hearing loss. You'll be glad you did. Brought to you by the American Speech Language Hearing Association.
Top of the sixth, first pitching change made by the River Riders in this game as Kyle Mueller is out. 5 1/3 for Mueller, 7 hits. He's allowed 3 runs so far. He's walked 1. He struck out 4, and he leaves 2 men on his bit on base, which would be his responsibility. Those 2 men will be inherited by Marcello Mastroianni. Marcello, 6'2", 190, left-handed hurler out of the pen for the River Riders. So far for Marcello, an 11.25 ERA over 4 appearances, 4 innings, 7 hits, 5 earned runs, 3 walks, and 5 strikeouts for Marcello, who is committed to Georgetown. For next season, he's just 18 years old. It'll be left on left with Marcello and Johnny. Pillow 1-for-2 with a homer. 2 on, 1 out. Pitch from Mastroianni, big leg kick, and he whips it over outside. It is an elaborate delivery for Mastroianni. Holds the glove on his right thigh, sets at the belt. Big right leg kick, and the 1-0 is roped down the right field line. Did he keep it fair? He did not. Johnny Pilla smoked that ball just to the right of the foul pole. He missed a 3-run homer by that much that would have brought Greenville to within 1. So Mastroianni with a big right leg kick. He kind of whips that foot out as well. It's a ton of motion for him as he delivers to the plate. Johnny Pilla just almost timed him up, but was a little bit early. The pitch, that one stays high. Two and one, the count on Pilla. Marcello sets again and delivers. Check swing, and that pitch is outside. 3 balls and a strike on Pilla. If Johnny can reach, and Tristan Ellis would come up representing the tying run. Ellis's bat is suddenly hot. Three-one pitch to Johnny. High ball 4. That will load the bases, and Tristan Ellis will represent the tying run. Tristan Ellis, 2-for-2 in this game. He scored a run. Ellis, 4 for his last 4, and he's reached base in his last 5 plate appearances. He's now 10 for his first 48 with 6 runs and 3 knocked in. Bases loaded, 1 out, top of the 6th, 4-run game. Marcello delivers to Ellis. And that one is fouled off of the glove of Huff, and then it caught Sims. And that did not feel good. Trainer for the River Riders, Cody Eckert, out to check on Sims. He says he's all right. Dennis Cook is now going to yell down at Marvin as well and ask him something. Not sure what explanation he was asking for, but it appears he got his answer. So it's 0-1, the count on Ellis. Dragoo's on third, Boyle's on second, Pilla's on first. Left on left. One pitch to Ellis. That's a off-speed pitch that drops in for strike two. That one came in at 71 miles an hour. Marcello's fastball is very fast, and that off-speed pitch, he took a lot off of that. It's been really tough for Tristan after seeing all those fastballs, not just thrown to him, but thrown to Pilla as well. Tristan needs to put this ball in play. Infield is back. 0-2. That one skips up there, and that one skips away from Huff. Here comes Dragoo. He's going to score, and it's going to be a 3-run game. Everybody moves up. Greenville scores for its fourth straight inning. It's a wild pitch by Marcello. That run will be charged to Mueller. And now a base hit could mean a 1-run game. Infield is going to come in now for Elizabethton, leading by 3. Boyle on third, Pilla on second. 1-2 pitch to Ellis. Cut on and missed. Another nasty breaking pitch. And Mastriani got Ellis for out number 2. So it'll be up to Avery Collins here. This would be an excellent time for Collins to come through. Everybody's cheering for him. Avery will get to bat from the right side for the first time in this game with a lefty Marcello out there. Switch hitter awaits the first pitch. Swing and a miss. Chased another breaking pitch from Marcello, who's gone breaking ball heavy now. That one dropped in at 74 miles an hour, and Collins was gearing up for the fastball. A 1 pitch to Collins. Fastball, that one stays high. 86 miles an hour on the fastball. It looks faster from Marcello. Honestly, I don't know if it's because his delivery is so big or what the deal is. One pitch to Collins. One misses downstairs. 2-1. Looked like a change up that time. One's already in here in the 6 for Greenville. They've cut the River Riders' lead down to 3. It's 7-4. Flyboys. And Collins awaits the pitch and is late on that fastball. And now it is 1-2 on Avery. Flyboys have trailed by 5 a couple different times in this game. One-two pitch to Avery. Tipped into the mid of Huff, strike 3. So Mastriani comes on. He does allow Dragoo to score on a wild pitch, but he strikes out Ellis and Collins to strand 2 base runners to the bottom of the 6th. River Riders lead 7-4.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Another game team, without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the sixth inning, 7-4 River Riders. Third pitcher out of the chute for Greenville in this Thursday game is Tyler Serb. Tyler Serb just turned 18, just graduated high school. He takes over for Ethan Davis, who went one perfect inning. Davis struck out 2 in the fifth, and now will be Tyler Serb. Tyler Serb is making his third appearance with Greenville. He's 6'1". He's 170. He's a right-hander who just graduated from Bald Eagle High School. Now he will face Hunter Porter and deliver. There's a good fastball, but call the ball by Marvin Sims. So two appearances for Serb. He's gone 2 innings so far and allowed 8 hits, 8 runs, 6 earned. And he almost hit Porter with a off-speed pitch that time. One walk, one strikeout for Tyler. And no matter what happens, no matter what the numbers look like, this experience for Serb is just great experience. As that pitch misses low, 3-0. Set to attend the Allegheny College of Maryland in the fall, and he is a youngster. Sets his feet parallel, pointed at the batter on the first base side of the rubber, and delivers strike one to Hunter Porter. I mean, just turned 18 in May. And you're playing in the Appalachian League, a league that just had 29 players drafted as Porter sends a big league pop-up back and out of play. That one's over the press box. Some shades of orange, blue, and pink appearing in the skyline now. As the sun begins to set off behind the ballpark and it splashes the colors on the backdrop and Hunter Porter takes high. It's a leadoff walk for Hunter Porter as the River Riders try to strike back here in the sixth. Ethan Davis only went one inning because he is scheduled to potentially start a game over the weekend for Greenville when the Flyboys play the State Liners. So Porter reaches for the first time in this game. Now Hayden Moore, switch hitter batting left. Serb delivers, and that one's up and away. Hayden Moore, 1-for-2 with a run scored. So it's been awesome for Tyler. His family has been in to see him pitch a couple times. 1-0. Catches the outside corner, 1-1. And again, no matter what happens, forget the numbers. This is valuable experience for Tyler to get to pitch against this level of competition. And hopefully get some outs, 1-1. Outside again, 2 balls and a strike. She has to try to remind himself that he belongs out there and that the first thing you got to do is throw strikes. 2-1. One's grounded softly. That is off of Moore's foot in the batter's box, so that's a foul ball. Ball rolled out softly to Tyler Serb, but, of course, that's a foul ball. Stadium lights continue to produce artificial lighting here. As so far, the only rain we had was about an hour and a half before the game. Thankful for that. 2-2 to Moore. That one's low, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pretty much a chance of rain every day for the next 5 or 6 days or so in the area, so hopefully everybody around the league will be able to play their baseball in week 6 and 7 as Moore rips this one on a line out to Cerny. The return throw to first in time. 6-3 double play. And that erases the leadoff walk and makes two outs here in the sixth inning. Nice play by Tyler Cerny, who went to his left to catch that ball on a line and fired a strike to Nick Barone to double up Hunter Porter and the River Riders. 25th double play of the season. Turned by the Flyboys, and now Dylan Knowles, the batter. First pitch from serve. That one skips up there, 1-0. Radar looks good. Some rain in North Carolina. As that one misses down and away to Knowles, 2-0. Heavier complex of storms in West Virginia and Virginia. None of that concerns the Flyboys or the River Riders. 2-0 pitch to Knowles. That one is hit on the ground, up the middle, and through for a base hit. So I think Knowles might have broke his bat, but he is going to have a base knock and be at first base with two outs in a 7-4 game. Great game going for Trey Fenderson. Two runs scored. He's walked, he's singled, and he has a sacrifice fly. So three successful trips to the plate for Fenderson. Serve from the stretch, delivers. Letter high ball. Getting a bit of a double clutch from Collins there. River Rider scored in the first four innings. The serve now picks off at Knowles, who's back standing up. The Flyboys have scored in the last four innings. However, the River Riders put up crooked numbers in the first and third, and that's why they lead by three. Pitch to Fenderson. That one's up and in, 2-0. The winds have died down a bit as the evening has worn on. American flag stands still out in center. 2-0. Bottom of the zone, and that one's a called strike. Flyboys defense with a bit of a shift on for Fenderson. Second baseman Pilla almost behind the second base bag. Barone holding on the runner as Fenderson sprays this one out of play off to the right. So there is a massive hole on the right side for the righty Fenderson. But the left side of the infield is pretty well covered up by Greenville.
Sneaky good fielders to talk about. You don't think of them as having good hands, but they do.
2-2. One's down and away. Three balls and two strikes. So that will mean that Dylan Knowles will get to take off. Barone will turn around and play behind him. Knowles will extend his lead. Take off, and the 3-2 to Fenderson is fouled away off the netting. As that one was pretty close to the press box over here. We are protected by the netting, though. Although there is a giant hole in the netting off to the left, so hopefully nobody rips a baseball and creates a new hole. And has everybody heads up in here. Another payoff pitch to Fenderson. That one's fouled out of play, and that one went through a hole in the netting. So there you go. Just like that. That was an old hole. It'll be a third straight payoff pitch to Fenderson. Dylan Knowles again will take his walking lead and take off. Broken bat. Bat flies out to short, and the third baseman, Ellis, throws out Trey Fenderson to end the inning. Luckily, that lumber didn't catch anybody. 5-3 on the ground out of Fenderson, and that is the end of the sixth inning. Flyboys will try to continue their scoring in every inning streak when we get to the seventh as they trail 7-4.
One day, I'll teach chemistry to kids.
I'm going to be an architect.
My dream is to be a chef.
At the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Federal Student Aid, we provide more than $150 billion each year in grants, loans, and work-study funds, making higher education possible for anyone at any stage of life.
I can go back to college.
I can change careers.
I can make a difference.
Federal Student Aid, proud sponsor of the American Mind. Learn more about money for college at studentaid.gov.
Many Americans have missed regular dental care in the past few years. It's important to see a dentist twice a year to identify any problems early. Taking care of your oral health helps overall health. Brushing at least twice a day with fluoride toothpaste and flossing daily can help prevent oral health problems. For more information, visit hrsa.gov/oral-health.
Top the seventh inning, Thursday night baseball from Elizabethton, Tennessee. Howie Boxley here with you. Fly Boys trail the River Riders 7-4. Greenville has scored one run in innings 3-6, so they'll try to keep that trend going. Maybe put a crooked number up against Marcello Mastroianni, who is back out for his first full inning of work. Took over in the sixth for Kyle Mueller. Aiden Hill, the first man to greet him, and Hill sends a breaking ball out to right field. Skyler King is in. Dylan Knowles is out, and the second baseman has that for out number one. Marcello came on and walked Johnny Pilla to load the bases. He threw a wild pitch, allowing Joel Dragu to score, but then he struck out Ellis and Collins with runners on second and third to end the threat in the sixth. Tyler Cerny, the batter now, already a birthday triple for Tyler, and that one bounces up there. And Sims skips out of the way of that, the umpire, as that one bounced a couple feet short of the plate.
One ball, no strike to count to the Greenville shortstop.
Cerny decked out in his Indiana gear, red front shin guard, red batting gloves, and the 1-0 is cut on and missed. That matches his lettering in numerals, which is in red for Cerny. 1-1 pitch to Tyler. That one's fouled straight back into the netting. And now 1-2. Tyler a little bit frustrated with that as he thought he had a pitch to hit. One-two pitch to Cerny. Grounded foul. Chance for Dennis Cook, but it's a little bit to his right and off the Flyboys dugout. Sun continues to set. There's now a couple of holes in the sky out beyond the outfield that are pink hues out there. Really pretty skyline tonight with some gray and blue clouds about. 1-2 pitch to Cerny. Swing and a miss. Marcello blows the fastball by him. Third strikeout for Mastroianni, and two up, two down here in the seventh. Jack Mosh now 0 for his last 18 as his slump is starting to become prolonged. Batting average under 300 for the first time this year. Pitch to Jack outside. Before this slump, Jack was the guy that would pretty much guaranteed reach base a couple times or more in a game. Had that crazy streak earlier in the year where he reached base four times in three games in a row and takes a called strike here. Gust of wind blows in from right. One is shot out to left field. Base hit for Jack. So Mosh breaks up his slump. 0 for 18. Skid is snapped, and he's aboard with two outs. Bring up Joel Dragu. Good game for Dragu. He had a home run over the left center field wall in the fifth. He hit a single in the sixth. He scored two runs. Try to bring Greenville a little bit closer here as the Flyboys trail 7-4. Marcello will step off. He has his socks pulled up where you can see his blue and yellow socks as his pants are pulled up. Out to around his knees. Now time is called by Dragu. So a bit of an old-school look for Marcello, who will now have a brief meeting with Cade Huff, the catcher. Huff chatting up Marcello. They bump gloves, and Kate Huff heads back behind home plate with a jog. Throws his mask back over his face. One out crouched down behind home plate. Joel Dragu back in there. Left on right. First pitch of the sequence to Joel, and instead to first. Marcello kind of tipped his hand there. Glanced over at Mosh, and you could tell that he was going to first all the way with the way he kicked his leg. Now the first hit pitch to Dragu, and that was a quick pitch that time and a called strike. So Mastriani with a bit of a slide step that time caught Dragu off guard. 0-1 pitch, and instead to first again, and that one's thrown away, but not far enough. That one took a friendly River Riders kick off something down the right side and came right back to Dillahay. So Mosh couldn't go anywhere.
No advance there for Mosh. The dugouts are decently close to the bases, especially up that first baseline.
Oh, and one. The count. 0-1. That one's fouled off the netting and drops down right in front of me for strike two on Dragu. Mastriani stares in, sets at the belt. 0-2 to Joel. It's fouled away off the netting again. When we get to the bottom of the seventh, we'll take a look at scores around the league. Score here, River Riders 7, Flyboys 4. Greenville scored in innings 3 through 6, but are in danger here of putting up a goose egg in the seventh if Mastriani can deliver one more strike. 0-2. Cut on and missed. Mastriani picks up his fourth strike out of the game. He strands Jack Mosh over at first base. And he sends this game to the stretch with the River Riders leading 7-4.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the seventh inning. River Riders lead 7-4 over Greenville. Tyler Sir back out after working a scoreless sixth. Skyler King leads off, and the first pitch to King is a fastball that misses a little bit outside. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Whistlepigs leading the Ridge Runners 4-2. 1-0 pitch to King on his hit on the ground out to second. Johnny Pilla's got it, and he wings it over to first for out number one. So the Whistlepigs are now 15-18. As they entered play 7 games back of the first place Sock Puppets. Sock Puppets and the Doughboys, it is their divisions to lose. DJ Dillahay the batter, and he takes down and away for ball one. Johnson City has come back and now tied the game against the State Liners. Serb works rapidly and delivers low again, 2-0. So it's 4-4 in the 7th. 2-0 pitch. Right there, a strike. Serb working lightning quick. Gets the ball back. Stands on the rubber, but now Dillahay slows his pace. Bans a glove in front of his face. Goes into his windup. Brings a 2-1. Drops it in for strike two. So Johnson City threatening in the seventh with the bases loaded in a 4-4 game. Otterbots lead the Axemen 5-3 in the seventh. Sock Puppets now lead against Pulaski as that one misses down and away, 3-2 on Dillahay. So Burlington 6, River Turtles 5. That game's in the sixth. It's the look at the scores around the league. Payoff pitch to Dillahay. Inside. So Serb worked quickly in that sequence, but he lost DJ. Second time in this game that Dillahay has reached. He is a one-out base runner here in the seventh. Brendan Jones will be next. Jones is 1-for-3. 3 RBIs, including a homer, and he takes a strike. Brendan Jones with a long home run to right. That was in the third inning. 0-1 from Serb. Runner goes from first, pitches outside. Collins chucks it down, and that ball would have been into center field, but nice backup play by Johnny Pillow, the second baseman. Stolen base for DJ Dillahay. That's steal number 4 in the game for the River Riders. That is Dillahay's first steal of the season. Tyler Serb steps off and quickly back on. Brings a 2-1 to Jones, which is outside. 3-1. Serb delivers. One's nubbed foul by Jones, who's now down to his final strike. Serb, the youngster, has an interesting setup to his delivery. He starts traditional and sets with his lead left leg. What's awkward is the way he bends. He bends kind of awkwardly down, holds his hands up around his head, and delivers to Jones, who fouls it away. He has just a slight bend in both of his knees, and the way he holds his arms up away from his face just makes his stance look different than most. Works for him, though. 2-2 to Jones. Outside corner. Strike 3 called. First strikeout of the outing for Tyler Serb. And now two men out. Runner on second for Austin Jazlove. And Avery Collins wants to go out and chat with the youngster. So Tyler just needs to get one more out to send this game to the eighth, where the Flyboys will send up 5-6-7. Austin Jazlove, the man that stands in his way. Jazlove is 1-for-3. RBI single in the first inning for Austin. Serb brings it to the righty. Sending the air out to center. Charging in is Aiden Hill, still coming, and he's got it to retire the side. So another good inning by Tyler Serb. Two scoreless worked by the former high school senior. On to the eighth, 7-4 River Riders.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Fans, when you come out to the ballpark, make sure to stop by our concession stands to get yourself a nice Juice Elm Hill hot dog. Elm Hill, the official hot dog of the Greenville Flyboys.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
He looked like he was throwing way harder. top of the eighth inning. Just six outs left for the Flyboys. They trail the River Riders 7-4. Howie Boxing here with you. Trevor Callahan here on the mound. Callahan takes over for Marcello Mastroianni, who went inning and two-thirds of scoreless baseball. Mastroianni struck out four men. And now Callahan, 6'3", 220-pound right-hander. Morehead State University for Callahan, where he had a 10.00 ERA over nine innings. Second-year River Rider so far this summer for Elizabethton. Callahan with six appearances, a 1-0 record, and a 2.16 ERA. 8 1/3 innings, nine hits, five runs, just two earned, four walks, and 11 strikeouts for Callahan. Trevor also has one save, so maybe could get his second save here if he gets the final six outs. Long way away, though. Nick Barone will greet him first pitch. Swing and a grounder foul. One's out to the dugout where Johnny Pilla grabs it.
That's that big pitch for Trevor Callahan.
Pilla is in the hole. He'll bat third. Gavin Boyle is on deck. 0-1 pitch to Barone. That one's poked out of play off the netting. 0-2.
Final line to Elizabethan's reliever and Marcello Mastroianni. He went 1 2/3 innings. He gave up one hit but no runs. He walked Barron and struck out four.
0-2 to Barone. And that one bounces up there. A ball and two strikes. Sun is now pretty much completely gone, as that ball caught a piece of Cade Huff, and he was not happy. Just frustrated that he was hit by that. He kind of slammed his mask down, and now he has to put it back together. So luckily it's not broken. River Riders trainer was out. Huff is as okay as he can be. Okay enough to play. It's a 1-2 count on Barone. Flyboys trail 7-4, eighth inning. 1-2 pitch to Nick. That one's poked out of play.
Mile-an-hour difference between that 12-6 breaking ball and the fastball for Callahan. So
fastball and a curveball for Callahan. So there's two go-to pitches. 1-2 pitch to Barone. Fastball just missed the bottom of the zone. 2-2 now on Nick. Fastball around 90. The 2-2 is a breaking pitch that bounces up there. And now it is 3-2. That was a curveball at 75. So a solid 15-mile-an-hour difference between Callahan's fastball and his curveball. Count is run full on Barone, trying to reach base for the first time in this game. The payoff. Breaking pitch right in there, strike three. Callahan strikes out Barone on the payoff pitch. And Nick is the first out of the eighth inning as Greenville is down to their final five outs. Gavin Boyle has two strikeouts in this game. Nine strikeouts total by the River Riders pitching staff. Four for Mastroianni, four for Mueller. And now one for Callahan as have some kids running around on the bleachers, and Boyle takes outside. I wasn't really sure what happened right there. It sounded like somebody fell or something, but I think everybody's okay. American flag blowing in, 1-0 pitch to Boyle. That one skips up there. 56-footer. Gets past Huff and all the way to the backstop. Cleaning off the plate now is Marvin Sims. We'll make it a little bit wider. Still just kind of stained in the orange dirt, though. 2-0 to Boyle. Swing and a high fly ball sent to deep right field. King going back. That ball is way out of here. Gavin Boyle clears the bullpen wall. He clears the outfield wall. Third home run in the game for Greenville, and now 7-5.
Home run number 4, RBI number 11 on
the team leading home run number 4 for Gavin Boyle. 102 miles an hour off the bat for Gavin. Ball went 350 feet. Although it had to go further than that because the right center field wall reads 350 and it went over the wall. So you never know with these things. Home run number 4 for Gavin, RBI number 12, run number 13. And the pitch to Johnny Pilla. Outside 1-0. Johnny Pilla responsible for one of the three home runs in this game. 1-0 pitch to him. It's tipped into the mitt of Huff. And now it's 1-1. So the Flyboys did trail 7-2 at one point, but they've scored three unanswered. 1-1 to Johnny. One skips up there and catches Huff again on the mask. He is taking a beating back there here in the eighth inning. If Pilla can reach, Tristan Ellis would come up representing the tying run. 2-1 to Johnny. Cut on and missed. Fastball over the outer half, and now 2-2. Have our friends from Dunedin checking in on the text line at 828-594-4436, and Pilla takes low, full count. 828-592-4436, the number you can text in at. Dunedin friends say, go Fly Guys. Now time called by Pilla. Three big flies in this game for Greenville. They allowed runs to the River Riders in the first four frames, but three goose eggs since for the River Riders' bats. Payoff pitch to Pilla. This one is cranked out to center field. Long run for Moore, but Hayden's got a beat on it and catches it in the left center field gap. Hard line out for Johnny Pilla. And two down here in the eighth inning. Tristan Ellis will be next. Ellis with another good game going. Had a two-hit game a week ago before being removed due to a head injury. Has a two-hit game tonight. 2-for-3 with a run scored. Callahan from the windup delivers. Strike one. Oh, 1 to Ellis. One just missed outside. It's the breaking ball there from Callahan, and now it's 1-1. Right-hander Callahan, left-hander Ellis. Number one awaits a 1-1. Takes it up and away. That home run feels big for Greenville. Being down by two instead of three means they just need one base runner and another home run. They've already had three. 2-1. Cut on and missed. Ellis chased a bad ball up and out of the zone. He quickly spun out of the box and kind of groaned something to himself as he knows he shouldn't have swung at that. He'll have to battle here with a 2-2 count. Callahan delivers. Struck him out. Fastball over the outside corner. Second strikeout in the inning for Trevor Callahan. And this one ends the eighth inning. Another home run for Greenville. This one off the bat of Gavin Boyle. To the bottom of the eighth, 7-5 River Riders.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look. Flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
hit a grand slam when you choose to make East Tennessee State University your home away from home. You'll find a vibrant and welcoming community, resources to support academic and personal success, and a full calendar of student activities available throughout the semester. Join us at etsu.edu/admissions to be at the center of the Buccaneer experience. Bottom of the eighth inning. Flyboys trailing the River Riders 7-5. It was 7-2 at one point, though. And a new pitcher, Ryan Whitmire, into the game for Tyler Serve. Great outing for Tyler Serve. The youngster went two innings, allowed one hit, no runs. He walked two and he struck out one. A great outing for Serve, and now another chance for Ryan Whitmire. Second year, Appalachian League player Whitmire pitching in his old stomping grounds here in Elizabethton. Played for the River Riders in 2022. Spent some time in the Valley League before coming back to the Appy in 2023. Much better outing for Whitmire in his second appearance after not being able to retire a batter in his first appearance. Last outing, he went one inning, allowed two hits and one earned run. Walked one, struck out two, so Whitmire is going to try to hold the River Riders at 7 and give the Flyboys bats a chance when they send up 9-1-2 in the 9th. Cade Huff, the catcher, will lead off here in the 8th. Huff is 1-for-3 with a double. Ryan Whitmire sets, delivers sidearm. And that one is outside to Cade Huff. Sidearm hurler Ryan Whitmire. Right-hander, 5'9", 175, the billing. Sets with his white shoes on the first base side of the rubber and brings a 1-0 to Huff. And that one was up and over Huff's head. Cade has already taken a beating behind the plate. He doesn't want to take a beating in the batter's box. This is now a 2-0 count. Interesting discussion happening in between the inning breaks between River Riders broadcaster Andrew and Data Andy, as we like to call him around here. My roommate, 2-0 pitch to Huff. Outside 3-0, that of course because of Andy Collins, the pitching coach. They were talking about Whitmire and his first outing and his second outing. Of course, his first outing, he got batted around for four runs, did not get an out. 3-0 pitch to Huff. Called strike 3-1. And Whitmire going over the data, of course, with Data Andy, and noticed that his arm slot was a little bit higher than normal. 3-1 pitch to Huff. And that one's a little bit outside, ball four. So 5-pitch walk to Cade Huff, who represents an insurance run here in the eighth inning. And Andrew was talking to Andy about how, by watching him last summer, he realized that Whitmire was at his best when his arm slot was lower. So Whitmire sometimes kind of looks like he throws almost three-fourths, not quite that high, but he really wants to drop it down to be a true sidearmer to be at his best. Hunter Porter, right on right, and Porter takes inside, so Whitmire having trouble finding the strike zone. He's missed with 5 of 6. Whitmire checks on Huff and delivers to Porter. And that one misses inside. I'll be honest, I don't know if it's the angle. We definitely have a different angle here from Northeast Community Credit Union Ballpark, but Whitmire does not look like he's dropping it down as far as he did in his second outing from here. That's pure speculation, though. 2-0 to Porter. That is inside 3-0. Really looks like he's not getting it low enough, and it looks like he's getting it too far out. Out toward third base. But again, maybe it's just the angle. He has missed with 7 of his first 8 here. He's behind Porter 3-0. And now behind him 4-0. That one's way outside. And Collins quickly, after receiving that out of his crouch, is sprinting out to the mound to try to figure out what's wrong with Whitmire. And now Dennis Cook The skipper, former 14-year major league player, pitcher, is also going to come out to try to chat with Whitmire, as he's missed with 8 of 9. Cook actually gets out about 3 sentences this time. Usually when Dennis Cook comes to the mound, it is 1 sentence at most, maybe 1 word. I mean, Dennis Cook sprints out there, he says his piece and sprints back. This time, he stood out there for a couple of sentences and then walked back to the third base dugout. So maybe Cook really saw something and he thought that there was something more to say than come on. Just wanted to give him some mechanical advice. As Hayden Moore, the 9-0 hitter, bats with 2 on and none out. Switch hitter bats from the left side, pitch from Whitmire. There's a strike. Hayden Moore in this game, 1 for 3 with a run scored. Flyboys lead 7-5 in the 8th under the night skies of Eastern Tennessee. 0-1 pitch to Moore. Crank down the first baseline. That's a foul ball. Moore just missed extra bases. There's pretty much nowhere for the baseballs to go if they're turning right down the first baseline, as there's no foul territory down the right field line once you get past the cut. There's like 2 feet of it. And that is no exaggeration here. In Elizabethton, very interesting field dimensions, foul territories down the line. 0-2 pitch to Moore. That one is way outside. Good stop by Avery to keep the ball close and to keep the runners on second and first. Whitmire from the stretch. 1-2 to Moore. That one stays high.
First and second, nobody down. Even count now on Moore.
2-2. Outside, full count. Whitmire walked the first 2 batters he saw, just delivered that fastball outside at 84. In danger of walking Hayden Moore, and the Flyboys have had some momentum in this game. Feel like they have a shot if they can get to the ninth in a 2-run game. Don't want it to be any more. Payoff to Moore. Outside, ball 4. 3 straight walks for Whitmire. And things coming a bit unglued here in the 9th inning. Dylan Knowles, 5th time through the batting order for the River Riders. Knowles is 2 for 4 with a run scored. Corners are in for Greenville. Middle infield will concede the run to turn 2. First pitch to Knowles. That one's high. Some young fans chanting, bases loaded. They're having fun on a Thursday night. Never a bad night to see an Appalachian League game. 1-0 pitch to Knowles. Outside, 2-0. And now Collins calls time. He wants to chat with Whitmire. Second mound meeting of the inning. Of course, this is between Collins and Whitmire, so it won't count as having to be a pitching change. Nobody warming up for Greenville at the moment. There's actually a left-hander tossing down there. Looks like one of the newcomers for Greenville, maybe Parker Shipley down there, as there's lightning off in the distance. So let's wrap up this 8th inning and get a 9th inning comeback win and get out of here before the storms try to roll in again. 2-0 to Knowles. Outside, 3-0. Frustrating inning here for Whitmire and the Flyboys. Checking the radar real quick, and nothing looks close, so that could be lightning a long way away. 3-0 to Knowles. Called strike. Also not hearing any thunder, which would be an indication that lightning is coming from far away. One pitch to Dylan. Outside, ball four. Four straight walks here in the bottom of the eighth give Dylan Knowles an RBI base on balls and change the scoreboard, if it worked, to 8-5. Cade Huff scores. Sixth run of the season for Huff. Porter down to third, Moore down to second. RBI 5 for Knowles, and now Trey Fenderson, who's had a great game. Great season for Fenderson. Pitch from Widmeyer. There's a strike. Fenderson in this game is 1-for-2 with 2 runs and a sack fly. One pitch to him. Inside. Middle infield still back, playing for a double play. They will concede a 9th run. That would not be ideal for Greenville. Really, they need a strikeout. One-one. Inside, two balls and a strike is... Again, there's been no ball put in play here in the eighth inning. Two-one. Outside, 3-1. Pulaski leads Burlington again, 9-6 in the sixth. Otterbots still lead the Axemen, 6-3. Johnson City now leading the State Liners, 8-4. And Princeton's already beaten Bluefield. 3-1 pitch to Fenderson, swing and a miss. So it's run full on Trey, as it looks like nobody in the West is going to get help unless Bristol can complete a four-run comeback late. River Riders again with four more games head-to-head with Johnson City, but everybody just running out of time. Payoff to Fenderson. Down and in. Five straight walks. Two are in. And it's 9-5 River Riders. Hunter Porter will score his 8th run of the year. Second RBI in the game for Fenderson, number 12 on the year. And mercifully, Dennis Cook is out of the dugout to take Ryan Widmeyer out of this game, who just didn't have it. So Widmeyer will get the baseball taken from him. It'll be a bases-loaded mess for the lefty coming out of the pen for Greenville. We'll tell you who it is, what you need to know about him when we come back as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on minorleaguebaseball.com.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Schwartz Construction Solutions is your local trusted exterior remodeling company, specializing in building decks, porches, garages, and room additions. They have served the Tri-Cities for over a decade, have a high customer return rate, and are BBB accredited. Give Schwartz Construction Solutions a call to discuss your next project. Five River Riders as this game starts to slip away from the Flyboys in the bottom of the eighth. But it's time for a Greenville Flyboy debut. It's time for Parker Shipley, 6'3", 155-pound left-handed hurler from Chucky, Tennessee. That's just down the road from Greenville. And he went to Greenville High School, which means that he is coming off of a state championship with Andy Collins, the pitching coach for Greenville and the coach of Greenville High School. Parker Shipley was 10-2 his senior season, 63 2/3 innings. He struck out 119 men, almost two strikeouts per inning for Shipley. He's going to come in a bases-loaded mess as Ryan Widmeyer was unable to retire anybody. He walked five straight men to start the eighth, and he leaves the bases loaded for Shipley with nobody out, and Skylar King coming up. Left on left, and now time called before Shipley can make a pitch. Again, he's a big lefty, 6'3", 155. He looks taller than that, honestly.
Shipley making his Appalachian League debut, or his rival debut here.
First pitch to King, cut on and miss. Good fastball, that one comes in at 83. Fastball expected to be in the mid-80s for Shipley. This is his second team in the Appalachian League in 2023. Made two appearances with the Whistle Pigs already this summer. A one pitch to King. That one's sent on the ground, out to second. Cerny has it and comes to first in time. 4-6-3 double play. Pilla to Cerny to Barone. No RBI for Skylar King, but that's pretty productive as it scores the 10th run of the game for the River Riders and makes it 10-5. Hayden Moore scores on that double play. Runner at third and two men out, as this is popped up by DJ Dillahay, and that one's out of play. A 1-2 Dillahay. That one's sent out of play, 0-2. Dillahay, 1-for-3 in this game with a run and an RBI. And Parker Shipley looking for a good debut for a fly boy. Last four debuts have not gone well. Pitch to Dillahay. Caught on and miss. There you go. Parker finally a scoreless debut for a Greenville Flyboys hurler. This game goes to the ninth. The River Riders lead 10-5.
Not completing high school is more of a social.
Imagine a lady who wouldn't give up her seat on the bus, a TV host who wanted to be your neighbor, or an inventor whose 10,000 failures didn't stop him. These vivid images all share the same caption: inspiration. These people just did their best, and they inspire us. Now, what will you do to inspire others? Inspiration is in you. Pass it on. From PassItOn.com.
Brumley's Restaurant, located in the historic General Morgan Inn in downtown Greenville, always hits a home run when it comes to providing delicious cuisine served with Southern hospitality. Join them for dinner for the region's best steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 5 to 9 p.m. Reservations recommended. Call 423-787-7500. Top of the ninth inning, River Riders expand their lead on three runs on five walks in the eighth inning. It's now 10-5 Elizabethton, and Gabe Barrett will take over to try to pick up the final three outs. Gabe on for Trevor Callahan, who struck out a couple and gave up a solo home run to Gavin Boyle in the eighth inning. Gabe Barrett, 6-0, 205, right-handed hurler, University of San Francisco. And Barrett with dazzling numbers for Elizabethton. He's 4-0 with a 2.70 ERA. 16 and two-thirds, 12 hits, 6 runs, 5 earned, 7 walks, 13 strikeouts. And Gabe Barrett will start it with Avery Collins and deliver outside.
Last 3 outs here for the Flyboys as they're down 10-5.
1-0 to Avery. That one is out of play. 1-1. Collins 0-for-3 in this game, two ground outs and a strikeout.
He went one inning, gave up one hit, one run, that
0-1 from Barrett. Outside. Top of the order lurks next as Greenville now needs 5 to tie in the ninth. 1-1. Called strike. Return throw from Huff was over the head of Barrett. And so that'll be picked up by the shortstop, Jazz Love. Brief pause in the game. Barrett toes the rubber with his right foot. Sets his left foot in front, pointed toward third. Sets at the letters and delivers. Cut on and missed. Pitch in the dirt. Cade Huff will throw that down to first base to complete the strikeout of Avery Collins, who's the first out here in the ninth inning. Eleventh strikeout in the game for the River Riders pitching staff. And now Aiden Hill. Aiden Hill, 1-for-4. Had a single in the third. Ground out, line out, pop out. Barrett brings it to Hill. Up and away. Everybody playing at standard positions, just kind of waiting around out there. The defense for the River Riders in white. Hill pops this one up. Shallow left field, long run. No foul territory down there, and they are out of room. That ball bounces into the patio area. Again, down the right field line, there's like 3 feet of room. Once you get past the dugout and the cut, down the left field line, there's like 8 feet of room. And in foul territory, there was just no room, as that ball was out of play. So Hill will retreat back into the left-handed batter's box with his traditional wooden bat. Front right shin guard in red. An ode to his high school. 1-1. Sent out of play off to the Watauga River. Well, if you're ever floating down the river in a tube and you see a baseball, might have came right here from Northeast Community Credit Union Ballpark. Two-strike pitch to Hill. Lifted out of play down the left field line. Again, that one is actually off the fence down there and just short of the patio area. Third baseman Fenderson was over to give it a try. It was like half a foot short of being into the patio area. The gate down there is higher than the rest of the wall. 1-2 to Hill. Sent in the air. Shallow left field again. This one might be playable. It's the shortstop in the foul territory. And Jaslov leaps up and can't catch it. So that ball was near the fence. I think that ball hit off the fence or something, or off Jaslov's glove and then the fence. Again, one of the strangest things about this ballpark is there's no foul territory pretty much once you get about 10 feet into the outfield down either side. And that ball was almost caught in foul territory, which would certainly be a rarity here. These two teams will meet here again tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, same time, same place. Two-strike pitch to Hill. Ripped down the first baseline. That's a foul ball. Prolonged battle here between Barrett and Hill. Flyboys will then welcome in the Bristol State Liners for a weekend series. We'll be on the video side of things on Saturday and Sunday with first pitches at 7 and 5:30. League-wide off day Monday, and then home against the River Turtles as Hill takes down and in 2-2. River Turtles will come in Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. Following the series against the State Liners, the Flyboys will have 5 series in a row against the Eastern Division before finally closing things out against Bristol. 2-2 pitch to Hill. Misses low. Good at bat here for Aiden Hill, who will see a ninth pitch. Barrett sets at the letters and brings it. Swinging a hard hit ground ball, speared by Dillahay. He recovers and flips, but the ball is dropped by the pitcher Gabe Barrett. What a play on a smash by Aiden Hill. But Dillahay, with his underhand flipped, it couldn't be received by Barrett. So Hill will reach here on potentially an E1 maybe. As that looked like a pretty good toss from Dillahay. Honestly. Could be scored a hit as well. And it is scored a hit. So single for Hill, his second. Tyler Cerny, the batter. Pitch from Barrett. Popped up. Foul territory. Dillahay over to give it a look. He is out of room. I think I like that scoring with how hard that ball was hit by Aiden Hill. I mean, that ball was smoked. Dillahay honestly had no business even having it in his glove, as it was 101 miles an hour off the bat. And Dillahay scrambled up to recover. His toss was pretty good to Barrett, but Barrett couldn't corral it. 0-1 to Cerny. Down and away. Tyler Cerny with a birthday triple. 1-for-4. About a birthday home run. Greenville with 3 long balls in this game, but they trail 10-5. 1-1. Hit in the air out to left field pretty well. Brendan Jones going back at the wall, and he has just enough room. Jones catches that ball just in front of the left center field wall, so a hard line out for Tyler Cerny. And out Greenville down to its final out. Jack Mosh, the final hope for Greenville. He snapped a 0-for-18 skid with a single in the seventh. Barrett delivers. Low. One 0 pitch to Jack. Popped up. Shallow left field. Shortstop Jazz Love is going to call everybody off. He's going to catch it to end the game. So the River Riders beat the Flyboys for the seventh time this season. They are 7-0 against the Greenville Flyboys, and they win by a final score of 10-5. We will tally up some final totals for you and then get you ready for tomorrow night's game against the River Riders, when Greenville will try to salvage one game of this 8-game season series against Elizabethton. So here we go, some final totals from Elizabethton as the Flyboys fall by a final score of 5-10. The Flyboys are now 14-19 and likely to be 10 games back as they draw closer to being officially eliminated here for a chance at the Appalachian League playoffs. They are now 8-9 on the road, and they are an abysmal 0-7 against the River Riders. They are 0-4 here at Northeast Community Credit Union Ballpark. They just lost their third straight game and are now 9-14 in divisional play. The Flyboys score 5 runs on 10 hits, 1 error, and 7 men left on base. For the River Riders, they are now 18-14. They have won 4 games in a row. They are 11-6 at home, and they will remain 5.5 games back of the Johnson City Doughboys. The River Riders score 10 runs on 9 hits, 1 error, and 6 men left on base for Elizabethton. Kyle Mueller picks up the win in this game. Mueller is now 1-1 after going 5 1/3 innings and allowing 4 runs. Drew Slawinski, the starter for Greenville, will take the loss. He allowed 7 earned runs over 4 innings. He is now 0-2. Time of game, 2 hours and 40 minutes. We'll do it all over again tomorrow night. It'll be Friday Night Baseball from Elizabethton. First pitch is scheduled for 7 o'clock. I will be live with the audio at about 6:50. local time. I thank each and every one of you for joining me for this rendition of Greenville Flyboys Baseball. I hope that all of you have a great Thursday night. And as always, stay fly.